I'm joined by Kunal Kothari, who was in the Opera House district of Mumbai when the blasts happened. Can you tell me what happened and how close you were?
Yes, my office is in Diamond Market, which is in Opera House, and we were in the office about 8. We heard a big blast, and we were immediately pretty sure that it was a bomb blast because even though I've never experienced a bomb blast or never heard, it was extremely likely to us that it was a bomb blast. And anyway, so my window has a pretty good view of the mart. I saw hundreds or thousands of people running away from the scene, from the actual bomb blast towards exit roads. And we spent a few minutes deliberating whether to stay in the office or right. And we actually did after 5 minutes. In the meantime, the watchman of our building, he actually had a good look at the blast. And the place he sits, there's a window, and the window was. He was very shaken actually. He must have had a look at the scene, and he was crying, and he was telling us that many people have died, many people have died, and we had to bring him down a bit and then rush for the exits.
And how long were you at the scene for?
Well, we were in the office for about 5 minutes after the blast, and then we decided to go. So I actually took a look back when I went out of the office, out of the building, and I saw a few people gathered around the scene of the blast, but I wasn't able to see any bodies lying or people obscuring my view. And I did not want to stay, to be honest, for too long at the site because there was always a possibility of multiple blasts. So we made a rush for it, and I sped home.
This has come obviously after the 2008 attacks. What's the feeling in the city like at the moment?
Well, the feeling was very bad because the terrorist who was caught in the 2008 blast, Kasab, he's not been hanged. And well, there is all kinds of rumors flying around that today is Ajmal Kasab's birthday, and that's why blasts have been timed coincide with his birthday. I don't know if any of these rumors are true, but anyway, the anger is very much there. If you talk to anyone here in Mumbai, everyone is really angry about not just this blast, but the fact that the perpetrators of the previous blast were punished the way they should be.
And what about the authorities' response to it? What's the feeling in Mumbai? Is it that the authorities have responded?
Rushing out of the office building 5 minutes after the blast, there were ambulances and the police vehicles coming in. So at least in the Opera House branch, the police response was fairly quick. Another thing I would like to mention is the spot where the blast occurred. There is a small, very small police station right there. So I guess that must be one of the reasons why the police were at the scene within 5 minutes of the blast. I am not sure if the police response has, I think it's always the case in India whenever disaster strikes or whenever there's a terrorist attack that the authorities are condemned universally pretty much for that. We'll have to wait and see how this one goes.
And do people are people sort of jumping to conclusions about who is responsible?
I think pretty people are pretty shaken right now, and they are not really thinking too much about who is responsible. But generally, when it comes to these things, it's always some kind of probably someone, some groups who have support from across the border from Pakistan. So that's what people are suspecting. The low-level sophistication of this probably means that it could also possibly be a local terrorist group. But I think all that is just speculation at the moment. Just waiting for the author.
Okay, Kunal, thank you very much for talking to me.
All right, thank you.